Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we are going to take some time to reflect upon the stories that all of you have been sharing with me over the past couple of weeks. We've had some really intense astrology last week, this week. It's been an intense moon cycle. There's a lunar eclipse last night into this morning. So it seems like a good time to just pause and do a little zoom out. Hear some of the stories that you guys have been sharing and reflect on them together and just remind ourselves, why are we doing all of this? Especially when there's so much intense astrology in the air, it's good to just take a moment and reflect on the larger reasons that we have for doing astrology in the first place and hear some stories. Some of them are funny, some are tragic. As always, I try to pick a range of stories from what you guys have been sharing. If this is unfamiliar to you, every week and month, as I unpack the transits, I always invite people to use the hashtag grabbed in order to share a story that has been, that's reflective of one of the astrological transits we're talking about and the way it's been showing up in your own lives. So people share those, in the comments section of our videos, or they email us. You can use the email address anytime, grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. And we aggregate those stories. And then occasionally I do these storytelling episodes. Some really good stories today. Some interesting themes I wouldn't have necessarily expected that were obviously recurring for a lot of people. And so I always learn something about the transits themselves by doing this as well. There's no quicker way to learn astrology really than by hearing people's stories and seeing astrology in action and living astrology. That's the way we our synapses all connect and our associative symbolic eye develops. So that's what we're going to do today. Before I dive into that, I am so excited to announce we've crossed the 200 backer threshold in my annual Kickstarter. So our goal this year is to beat last year's record, which was 1,366. We're at 202 as of the time of making this video, and I would deeply appreciate your support. For those of you who don't know, every day, year-round, Monday through Fridays, I make content for all of you. I get up early, I work out, take care of my body, and then I sit down and I do 90 minutes of mantra meditation. And then I take some time with sacred scriptures from different traditions. I focus and I meditate on what I'm going to create for you guys in on any given day. I do that year round, 5 days a week. And after I'm done with that process and I've created my outline for the day, then I record this. We send it off to an editor that works for me full time. So there's a small staff of people around me that help make sure this happens. When you support me and my Kickstarter, you're supporting this channel. You're supporting the people who work for me. You're supporting me and my family. And then there's lots of other goals that we do that we use the funds that we raise throughout the year for. For example, one of the things that we're in the process of doing is creating a community herbal medicine garden on our property so that my wife can make herbal medicine and really give it to people in the community for free. She works with people as an herbalist. So having free herbal medicine for people homegrown on land is an amazing thing, and you help fund that. Also, there's probably 50 to 60% of the students who come through my programs are on some form of need-based tuition. I don't have to make a bottom line for myself as a business because this Kickstarter allows me to not have to. And then that carries over into being able to do need-based tuition for people. So, there's so many beneficial things that go into that come out of this Kickstarter. So I've been doing it 8 years. We're off to a really good start, but it's really important that every day people who like this channel, people who share it, people who watch it regularly, if you're able to pitch in and support, really deeply appreciate it. Helps us meet our goals. And also you can pick up any of my programs are 50% off, and they get even more cost effective if you bundle them together. The more programs you bundle, the more you save during my Kickstarter. It's the cheapest deal that I run on my programs all year round. So if you're thinking of studying with me, if you're in one of my classes and you're thinking of taking a year two program or horary or readings and passages or any of my advanced programs, you can bundle any of them together and save quite a bit. It's like 50% off the normal rate and even $400 cheaper than the early bird rate. So really good way to save. You can also pick up readings, exclusive lectures, my Astrology of 2022 video that's exclusive through my Kickstarter. So I deeply appreciate your support, and let's see how quickly we can get to 300 backers, our next milestone. All right. Well, that being said, I can't wait to share some stories with you guys, but let's refresh on some of the aspects that are behind today's stories first. So I want to put up the real-time clock and just review. most of the stories from today are going to come from the Uranus dynamics of the month. And those dynamics really played out strongly with this transit, which happened right around November 17th. Earlier this week, we had Mars opposing Uranus. So that's one transit that came up a bunch in these stories. Also, Mercury opposite Uranus. Here's Mercury opposite Uranus, and that was November 13th. So it was about a 4 or 5 day span where you had both of those planets opposite Uranus. If you take it back just a little bit more, some stories were coming in with Mercury and Mars conjoined in Scorpio, both square to Saturn. That was right around November 10th. And then we also had some transits that were coming in around the new moon, but I didn't actually end up taking any of those for today's episode. So I just focused on some of the recent Uranus dynamics. And we have yet to get stories for the lunar eclipse. We've had a few stories. I have one to share today that happened really quickly, got it in, I think yesterday or even this morning, maybe we got it in. But in general, if you have stories to share about this lunar eclipse in Taurus that happened, please use the hashtag grabbed, make the story short and sweet, or email it to us, grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. We don't reply to those emails, but we may use it in an episode like this. We don't use your name. We just use it anonymously, but make sure you don't share anything that you don't want spoken out loud on my channel. Okay. So that being said, here are some stories from some of these recent dynamics. And I just, some of them, you know, it's like, you really can't make this stuff up. It's so amazing. And I have a few that I put in of my own to share too. So Mars opposite Uranus. Most of these are Mars opposite Uranus. So we'll just make some comments on the transit overall as we go. So Mars opposing Uranus. I literally just got home from exercise. I just got home from an exercise class. 20 minutes into the class, the instructor fell over the step. It was a step aerobics class and broke her wrist. So I mean, that's, first of all, that sucks, but that is so Mars Uranus, the sudden unexpected injury or accident during like an athletic competition, or not an athletic competition, or a workout class. So here's another one. Mars opposite Uranus. I was over at my neighbor's house and her 6-year-old daughter threw a rock at my car and put a dent in it. Like, there it is again. It's like this sudden act of defiance, rebellion, mischief, and it causes damage, literally damages a piece of property. If you guys are friends with me on Instagram, you can see that I posted one. My youngest daughter, Summer, my younger daughter, she was running around having fun and ran into the corner of a table and got a big old shiner right in the middle of her forehead and was bleeding everywhere. And that was, I came home as I was out, and I came home and I was like, you know, she had this big Band-Aid and there was a big story. So I captured it all on film, and I have the caption above the film on my Instagram as Mars opposite Uranus. So head over to my Instagram page, Nightlight Astrology, and watch that story if you want a really funny recap of Mars opposite Uranus. She was okay, thankfully. So Mars opposite Uranus. I was almost done editing a document when my laptop froze and completely died within minutes of Mars opposing Uranus exactly. So that's, you know, that sudden, unexpected disruption that's very frustrating. There's the Mars opposite Uranus. By the way, my own Mars opposite Uranus story. Someone decided to impersonate me on my YouTube channel and was like messaging everybody with a profile that was similar but different. There were some different letters and stuff like that, but they used my profile picture, and they were telling people, like, you know, contact me on WhatsApp, I've got a great business plan for you, or I've got a winning investment strategy or something like that. And it's like super sketchy, so we had to report it and everything. That was Mars opposite Uranus. Interestingly, Mars opposite Uranus and Mercury opposite Uranus can have to do with cyber or technological, like anything from like cyber bullying to technological crimes to hacking, all sorts of stuff like that, and identity theft. Why is that? Well, Uranus is a planet that's often associated with technology, but Uranus is also associated with thievery, which not a lot of people know. So is Mars, actually. But Mars can be like a highway robber in ancient astrology, someone who takes something forcefully from you. But Uranus, because Uranus is associated with Prometheus by most modern astrologers, and Prometheus stole the fire from the gods. It has to do with the idea of rebellious acts of defiance, like almost like Robin Hood. There's also this really malicious quality to it, where there can be like, I'm going to steal your identity, or I'm going to bend or break a rule and get into someone's system and mess it up or something like that. So, or if you think about vandalism, it can be Mars Uranus. So interesting that that came up actually for a few people. Mars opposite Uranus. During this transit, I suddenly, out of the blue, got the overwhelming urge to have children. Mars is in Scorpio in this person's fifth house, opposing Uranus in the 11th. So that's interesting. And not uncommon, by the way, when you have Mars in a water sign in the fifth house, any water sign, that's a very fertile placement, and the desire of Mars can come up in terms of like, you know, let's procreate, let's have a child when Mars is in the fifth house. Someone sent me this, and I don't usually include current events, but I couldn't believe this. It was in the New York Times. It was 4-inch scorpions called Death Stalkers descend upon Egypt. And it was talking about almost like this plague of like scorpions that were, people were dealing with in Egypt. And that was happening as Mars was opposing Uranus from Scorpio. I thought that was like too perfect to not mention. And just kind of quirky enough, you know. So at any rate, Mars opposite Uranus. Today, I received the shocking and sad news that the CEO and inventor of my previous company, invention, by the way, is a Mars Uranus dynamic, entrepreneurs and inventors. I received the sad and shocking news that the CEO and inventor of my previous company passed away yesterday in a crash with his private plane. I'm speechless, for he was the most inspirational person, apart from you, Achyuta, that I ever met. Oh, that's really nice of you. And I'm so sorry to hear that. He changed my life and the life of many others. He was generous, fun, and one of the most humble people I had the pleasure to meet. So he really liked the sky. And just last month, he was in space. I wish him a beautiful journey to home. Wow. I'm really sorry to hear that. And that's so Mars Uranus too, where you have any kind of tragic crash or sudden accident, like the wrist breaking. That's really upsetting. I'm sorry to hear that. Here's Mercury opposite Uranus. I went shopping today, and afterwards I decided to try the new chic wine shop at the mall. As I was sitting down at the bar, I was startled by the lady with crazy hair and a heavy German accent who was sitting next to me. She proceeded to tell me her life story within 10 seconds of me sitting at the bar and while I was still putting my bags down. A few minutes later, a young man with dreadlocks and totally out of place for this cute chic wine bar proceeded to talk to me and compliment me on my ring while he was waiting for his non-alcoholic drink. After getting my glass of wine, I walked around the wine shop. It was also a clothing store. When I returned back to my seat, the bartenders and German lady were talking about this crazy dreadlock-haired guy who ordered the non-alcoholic drink. They said that he took his glass and walked out of the store without paying for it. They were all taken back and couldn't believe that this young man had not returned and just stolen a non-alcoholic drink. It turned out this kid had initially ordered an alcoholic drink but didn't have an ID, so he got a mocktail. Regardless, everyone at the wine bar clothing store was taken aback by this young person who stole a non-alcoholic drink. I thought it was hilarious. So, Mercury opposite Uranus is also known for trickery and thievery. And just that rebellious defiance, the youthful spirit that comes in and says, I just might just try to order a drink here and not pay for it. You notice that there's a number of stories about thievery that came up. For example, my son is in a, this is also Mercury opposite Uranus. My son is in a successful touring rock band based in North Carolina. Their band trailer was stolen from behind their recording studio last night. Yeah, so whether it's identities or band, and then a mocktail, it's just so interesting to see some of those themes. These were the ones that were most common after this, these transits. I found that really, it just wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but it's really interesting. Finally, the one that really grabbed my heart this morning. This is a lunar eclipse in Taurus. My brother, age 59, died today of a heart attack, likely caused by drug overdose. The lunar eclipse was in Taurus in his 12th house. He had a lifetime of drug and alcohol addictions, accidents, and near-death experiences, and generally lived a dark life. And she went on to talk about how helpful it was to her. She's a student in one of my programs, and how helpful it was to her to know in advance that her troubled brother had this coming in the 12th house, and that it was possible that something more difficult could be happening for him with these eclipses. I'm so sorry to hear about your loss, and I'm so glad that astrology is a helpful ally in your life to help make sense out of it. But I can't imagine the shock you must have woken up to get that news. It's going to be an eerie feeling when astrology delivers in such profound and challenging ways. As the lunar eclipse came through in a sensitive point in my chart and in my father's chart, I found out yesterday as the eclipse is coming through that my father has COVID. And I was just thinking, well, I knew that this was a possibility. Pluto's opposing my sun right now. And the eclipse is happening in a sensitive point in my dad's chart, happening in a sensitive point in my own chart near my ascendant. And the theme of life and death, it just feels so close at hand. Sometimes it feels far away. You feel like you're going to live forever. You know, to talk about such things feels a little bit morbid. And then other days it's like, well, how couldn't we? How could we forget? How could we forget the proximity of these topics? What I found with astrology, I wrote this down. I said, people and things in life will steal things from us. Things are taken from us all the time. People are taken from us. Our sanity is sometimes taken. The internet can drop out. Your computer can crash. Your mocktail can be stolen from your store. Your trailer can be stolen from behind your studio. Scorpions can descend upon Egypt. And your car can get a dent in it. Right? You can break your wrist at an aerobics class. Your brother can pass suddenly of a drug overdose. You can come home to find out that someone you love has been injured. You can find out that someone's tried to steal your identity. And I keep thinking, I was writing this down this morning, I said, if we have the planets in our lives as objects of meditation, then nothing is stolen from us. Nothing can be stolen from us. And what happens instead is that every day, this practice of reflecting upon the planet steals our hearts. Every day, we grow a little bit deeper in love with experience itself. We grow a little bit more kind and compassionate, tolerant, patient, wise. We have a subtle sense of humor. The joy of these cosmic absurdities lives in us. We're a little bit more familiar with it every day because we know that it's the planets, the grahas. We know that the planets are the ones doing the stealing. And if we can see that and smile and appreciate, then the only thing getting stolen more and more and more is our hearts. And every day, the planets put a little dent in our hard-hearted armors. Our cars can get dented and we can live through that. You look at my daughter, her head got dented, literally, and she lived through it. And sometimes we don't live through it, but the soul does. And if we live lives that appreciate the play of divinity, and if we can see these heavenly patterns in our lives, then what they're doing is they're gradually stealing our hearts behind, out from behind hard-hearted armors. The planets put a dent in that armor every day and steal our hearts away. Also, I'm just so sorry for this woman who lost her brother this morning. And also just considering the, you know, mortality of my own father, who's very sick right now with COVID. And yet I have this peace in me that I like to share with all of you every day. I feel most fortunate that I have most days I have peace because I track the planets. And how could this not be a divine arrangement when you study all of this? It's just, it's there for us to see every day. And it says, hey, it hurts. It's sometimes unexpected. It's disruptive. But isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? You know that there's some divine intelligence behind this. In the Sri Isha Upanishad, which is one of my favorite spiritual texts, Mantra 6 says, a person who sees everything in relation to the Lord and sees all entities as parts and parcels of the divine, and who sees the supreme within everything, never hates anything nor any being. It's just so hard to hate when you can appreciate. And the planets are like, they exponentially increase my capacity to appreciate. Mantra 11, only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Only a person, in other words, who can go through life learning through the process of experience, the darkness that's a part of experience. And side by side, someone has to be learning transcendental knowledge. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side. Only such a person can achieve spiritual liberation, even in this lifetime. So that's why we're here doing this. That's why we share these stories. That's why we look at these transits. It's so that we can walk with each other and walk with the planets side by side. So I hope that the planets are putting little dings and dents in the armor of your heart. And I hope that they're stealing away your heart more and more every day as you allow them into your life. So thank you guys so much for sharing these stories. Thank you all for your support with my Kickstarter, for supporting this channel. I deeply appreciate it. And I can't wait to get into more astrology next week. There's more astrology on the way. We have lots of huge astrology in December as well. Keep the stories coming. Use the hashtag grab. Tell us how the eclipse went for you. I'd love to do a recap on the eclipse with another episode, maybe in the next week or two. All right, that's what I've got for now. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.